overflowing joy. And sometimes it brings tears to your eyes, which is what happened to me. It wasn't the story that did it, but I want to tell you the story anyway. And it goes like this. Back in the early days, at the very dawn of time, the great goddess who creates the world and then lives as the world agrees to incarnate as Sati. Sati's name means she who is. She's the goddess of pure being. And she incarnates in order to make the sacred marriage with her eternal consort Shiva, who represents the ground energy of this world. Without her presence, Shiva can't act in the world. And in this time before time, he's been sitting on a mountain, lost in meditation, refusing to perform his cosmic functions. And because Shiva is necessary to the functioning of the world, this creates havoc in the cosmos. So finally, his brother deities, Brahma the creator and Vishnu the sustainer, realize that the only being in the worlds who can bring him out of meditation is the goddess. So they approach her in the mountain fastness where she lives, and they beg her for the sake of the world to take the form of a woman and allure Shiva out of his yogic trance. Daksha,